brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we're back in the third hour. A listener just alerted me to a national-level exercise. They're going to be blowing stuff up and terrorizing the city. Here's the Denver Post. Relax, it's just a drill, a loud, scary drill. I sent Rob Dew and others to a drill last year in Illinois where they practiced putting citizens in a FEMA camp. I'm tempted to send some of our InfoWars Nightly News reporters to this. Don't panic Friday if your surroundings erupt with sounds and images more familiar with Kandahar than Denver. More than 100 emergency agencies will take part in a terrorism response exercise that promises to attract attention throughout the metro area. Simulated explosions will boom, smoke will rise, emergency vehicles will blare warning signals as fake weapons are drawn. Oh, man, I got to... Okay. The exercise, Operation Mountain Guardian, is scheduled to begin at 5 a.m. and end at 4:30 p.m. and will involve 14 separate locations. The exercise is an opportunity for regional first responders to react to mock terror-driven catastrophe. Yeah, the issue here is they use these for federal martial law takeover drills. And a lot of times, in the case of 7-7, 9-11, they use a drill to actually stage an attack. They go, oh, how could, what a funny coincidence. And then that way, if any of their operatives get caught staging the attack, they just say, oh, it was part of a drill. Now, shifting gears for the next 30 minutes, and then we're going to have Peter Schiff joining us, is Kurt Haskell. Government entrapment underwear bomber case, Kurt Haskell reports. We had him on the Nightly News a few nights ago. Here's another one. Kurt Haskell blows the whistle on underwear bomber given bomb by U.S. government to boost TSA budget and implement body scanners. That's We Are Change InfoWars. I'm reporting on what he said. Flight 253 passenger Kurt Haskell. I was visited by the FBI. This is back from December of 09. Everything he talked about has come true. What he and his wife saw, and now he is saying inside job. Kurt, we're going to a break in a moment, but recap and give us the latest developments. You've been going to the beginning of the trial, and even the standby lawyer, you said their case, if they could take it, would be entrapment.
Right. You know, as I've been saying, I've been going to the hearings because I found out that the mainstream media isn't really reporting what's going on at the hearings, not in my opinion. So I've been going down witnessing them. And, you know, it's quite apparent that the prosecution's hiding evidence from the defense. And, you know, you have to ask, why are they doing that? Number one, if we have some crazy lunatic Al-Qaeda guy, you know, with 200 some odd witnesses here that saw him try to blow up a plane, why do we have to hide evidence? So, you know, that's a big question that people need to think about. And, you know, as I talked about on your show a couple days ago, the evidence that was recently turned over to Chambers ties in with exactly what I've been saying all along. They withheld this evidence for 19 months or so to not let Chambers hire experts to look at it, to testify on behalf of the defense, or to analyze it. And, you know, things like the passport. I guess it took them a while to create Umar's passport, 18, 19 months, because, you know, he didn't have it, as I've been saying all along, and things like that. I don't know. Do you want me to keep going, Alex? Do you have a break?
No, this is just incredible. Yeah, we're going to break in a moment. I want you to come back and recap all this. But sure. Just like they planted passports on 9/11, and then it turned out it was the wrong guy they planted it on, so they withdrew those. Just like they found one at the Flight 93 site. Just you witnessed him being gotten on the plane without the passport. Later, the State Department had to admit, and we have that clip coming up in Congress, that an unnamed agency ordered them to give him the visa. And so you've got them. And it just really shows you just how criminal the prosecutors are as well. They're all complicit, and I guess they love it.
Yeah, you know, it's really obvious to me that the prosecutors are in on this. Just, you can just tell with what they say at the hearings and their attitude. And, you know, they know they have an open and shut case, but not for the reasons you think. They have an open and shut case because they know he doesn't have an attorney. He only has a standby attorney.
Stay there. Let's recap it all. On the other side, Kurt Haskell with incredible information that could bring these criminals down if we use it. Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. You all know I've worked for years with Steve Shank and eFoods Direct. I have eFoods for my own emergency food supply. You know, Steve, life is different now for all of us, isn't it?
Very different. People are using this great food to survive the present hurricane season, and we've already had $40 billion worth of damage from floods, storms, quakes, and droughts. And that's just the first 8 months of this year. Natural disasters are newsworthy, but only touch a few of us Americans. The huge issue of the Greatest Depression is on everyone's mind. The unemployment, the loss of homes, lost businesses, and skyrocketing food costs are hitting every American, so everyone needs food security.
Folks, this month you will get free shipping on every food order from eFoods Direct. That's right, every order gets free shipping starting September 6th. Get stocked up with the best storable foods out there with eFoods Direct, and be prepared for any emergency before it happens. To take advantage of this special, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Is our guest. He and his wife are both attorneys. He survived the underwear bombing attack from the flight from Amsterdam to Detroit, Michigan on Christmas Day back in 2009. And Kurt, recap for listeners that just tuned in, the latest developments, the inconsistencies. And now, as a survivor, the fact that you are clearly saying that this is an inside job in your researched view.
Right. Well, Alex, I think the evidence is now overwhelming that this is definitely a false flag set up by the U.S. government. Just anyone that does their research, I think, will come to the same conclusion. Obviously, this being part of my life, I've done thousands of hours of research into this. So, you know, I think you have to take a look at who can control the not only the media, but the courts, the prosecutors, what witnesses say or don't say, who can control what law enforcement says and what the victim says. And there's only one entity that can do that, in my opinion, the U.S. government. That's what we have here. And it's becoming increasingly obvious. If you go back to a hearing I went to on July 7th, 2011, This was a hearing set up by standby attorney Chambers. Remember, Chambers, Umar does not have an attorney. He's representing himself, but Chambers is the helper of sorts. Anyway, he set this hearing up because he wanted to delay the trial that's set to start here October 4th. And the reasons he gave, and I was sitting in the courtroom watching this, and this wasn't reported this way in the media, but he said, I just received the most significant evidence of the case. The most significant. Remember what my theory is. The U.S. government gave Umar an intentionally defective bomb, escorted him without a passport through security to stage this attack. So that's my theory. Here's what he says he got. A copy of Umar's passport. Okay. Why has this been withheld for 18 months? Did it take them that long to create it? I mean, come on. Don't you just make a copy and hand it over within a couple weeks? Okay, number one. Number two, a disc containing a chemical analysis of the composition of the bomb. Perhaps, maybe, the composition shows that it couldn't have exploded, as all the experts that have been hired so far have indicated, to Chambers anyway, and he's told that to me. Airport security video and audio. Okay, why was this withheld for 18, 19 months when it can clearly show what I've been saying all along? By the way, all of this is still under a protective order, so nobody can talk about it. No one can talk about the details of it. Judge Edmonds issued this early in January 10. I want to talk about that in a few minutes, but nobody can talk about the content of this. This is why we're not seeing it in the media. Four discs of DNA analysis. I'm not really sure what that is, but okay. And the next thing that was turned over, a witness statement from a Dutch non-law enforcement citizen government profiler who talked to Umar during the time in question. And after thinking about this for a while, I think this would be the sharp-dressed man. And I think the sharp-dressed man is the person that asked these security questions in Amsterdam. They have an additional level of security there that we don't have here in the U.S. They have a security interview. And after looking at this, hearing Chambers talk, thinking about it, I'm thinking that this was the sharp-dressed man. So the next question is, why is his witness statement being withheld for 18 months or 19 months from Chambers? Why was this statement so important or, for whatever reason, withheld this long? Again, it's to give Chambers the least amount of time and least amount of resources to look into these things, to prepare a good case.
Now, Kurt, just briefly, for people that don't know the backside on this, and we have the clip from C-SPAN. If we have time, we'll play it. But the Detroit Free Press reported on it as well. The Undersecretary of State, Mr. Kennedy, testified on C-SPAN a month and a half after you made your claims along with your wife, and since then others saw similar things, that the clearly disheveled, you know, could have been drugged, out of it, Mutalib, not wearing a coat in freezing weather, is led on by the sharp-dressed man. There's a little bit of an argument with security, but this guy's so high up, he's able to get him on without the passport. You witness all this. They admitted there wasn't a passport. Now suddenly it's appeared. I mean, this gets weirder and weirder and weirder. So we know they got him on the plane. Please continue.
Yeah, you know, the testimony by Patrick Kennedy, if you just watch the video of it on the internet, you see him squirming in his chair to lie and not say that this was an intentional plot. It's so obvious to anyone that watches it. So you have, and then after that, what's also telling is nobody reported that there were hearings in Congress over this. If you look on the internet, the mainstream media, I think maybe the Detroit News and maybe one other newspaper even had an article about these hearings. You think these would be significant? Nobody talked about them because they were so telling that this was an obvious setup. And, you know, from then on, you have the government saying, oh, yeah, we need to do this because of the underwear bomber case or that, this or that. They all refer to this case as a basis to do whatever they want for spending and to cut down on our rights. So it's so telling. And if the people would just see, hey, this is a setup here, then everyone would be questioning, well, why do we have body standards at airports? Now, why are we spending all this on TSA? Why are they now going to NFL stadiums, whatever? It's just totally ridiculous, in my opinion, and it's so obvious. You know, something I really haven't talked about yet, and I've shied away from this somewhat, is discussion about Judge Edmonds. You know, I watched her in the courtroom quite a few times, and she doesn't seem to be biased if you watch her in the courtroom, but the more I think about her rulings, the more I have an issue with her. We'll just say that, because it's Judge Edmonds that put in this protective order that indicates that nobody can talk about the evidence at all. So you have, you know, you have the airport video, chemical analysis of the bomb, and all these other things that could be talked about, but instead, no one can talk about these things that would show that this was an intentional setup. It's all hush-hush. Of course, now Umar's representing himself. Is any of this even going to come out? Probably not. Case closed. Let's move on. But not only that, a couple other rulings Judge Edmonds did, you know, were along the same line. One was that since Chambers is only a standby attorney, he can only have the evidence that Umar decides to give him. So Umar gets all the evidence. Chambers can only see what Umar wants to give him. And then the second part of the July 7th hearing, which I didn't get to, was after Chambers complained that, hey, I was given all these things last minute, he then said, well, what have I not been given? Is there other evidence being withheld? You know, how can I be sure I have everything? And instead of the prosecution saying, yes, you have everything now, they said, well, there is more evidence we're withholding. It's secret government evidence, and we're not going to turn it over. We're going to let you look at it, Judge Edmonds. And
so we're getting national security declared here, just like in Chicago last month. It's now been confirmed Sinaloa drug cartel did ship in massive tonnage of cocaine under U.S. government contract and guns into Mexico. I mean, this is just amazing how they declare this national security.
Right. And again, what is the official story? A crazy Al-Qaeda man goes through and lights off his bomb. Okay, where's the national security there? We have, again, 200 some eyewitnesses. We can easily go in and say, yeah, he lit this bomb. He should go to prison the rest of his life. Case closed. Where's the national security here? But again, that ties into another aspect of this. There's just so many offshoots to this.
Well, they find mentally ill people in all the big patsy cases and provocateur them to do these events, or they frame somebody and then threaten to kill their family, as we know happened with McVeigh.
So in this, you know, something else that's kind of interesting here, it took the prosecution a year to charge Umar with conspiracy. Now, this was only after all plea negotiations had broken down, do they bring out this charge. Obviously, they didn't want to make this charge because the next question is, and again, you don't see anyone talking about the conspiracy charge. It's not being reported anywhere. The news isn't talking about it. Why not? And the bigger question is, who are the co-conspirators? Why aren't they being charged? Why aren't they on the FBI's 10 most wanted list? Why isn't their participation being described? The evidence that there's conspiracy, where is it? And it all ties back to the same thing. The co-conspirators are undercover government agents. It's too obvious, Alex. It just all ties
well,
in together.
Kurt, that's the MO that we've seen over and over and over and over again. Even mainstream news the last 2 years admits where the FBI goes and creates out of whole cloth and finds mentally ill, welfare, ex-prisoner type to do this. I mean, they've been caught over and over again, not infiltrating groups, but purely creating them.
Right, right. It seems like their activities have no ends here because they control everything. They control the release of the information, what activities take place. They control the courts, the media. It's all a perfect setup. They have free reign to do anything they want, and it continues and it continues and still continues. You know, if this were a legitimate situation, we would have Umar with a legitimate attorney presenting a case, presenting all the evidence accurately, calling people as witnesses like myself to testify in an entrapment case. We don't have that here. We're not going to see it, in my opinion. We're going to see Umar go and make some show that where all the media can report on him being a crazy nut job, and they can put pictures of it on TV and acting crazy and say, hey, this is a crazy terrorist. But the real story won't come out. It's being covered up, and I think it will always be covered up, at least that's the sense I'm getting now.
Well, Kurt, I mean, look, day one, it's Sunday, or it's Christmas Day. It felt like a Sunday. It's Christmas Day, and I'm driving up to get eggs, And within the time I went in, driving up, I hear that there's been an underwear bombing on a flight into Detroit on Christmas Day. And then by the time I got out of the store 5 minutes later, they were already saying, don't worry, we've got body scanners that just so happen to be going in next month. We've just made the order for them. But I knew from covering it that they just made the order, a year before, and that Chertoff was involved. I mean, this whole thing was a rollout, and the fear-mongering and the wringing of the hands and the little bomb and then the connections to it and the way they handled it. And then you came out on your blog and said he was gotten on the airplane. And the government's like, that's preposterous. And then a month and a half later, it comes out in congressional testimony that indeed that's true. And then there's no subsequent investigation. How much more obvious does this have to get?
I agree. And all the people that came out and said, hey, I'm doing this for money, publicity, political office, promote my law office, whatever. Well, I think I've shut them all up now. They've all seemed to have gone away. I don't have any agenda here. I never have, just getting out this story. And, I have to question, too, some of the passengers. Where are the passengers in backing me up on this story? I've been told that many of them were military personnel, government employees, and government contractors. And, there were some foreign citizens. Hardly any U.S. citizens with no ties to the military or the government. I don't really know how I even got on this plane. But don't you think they should be out there backing me up on this story, at least some of them? I mean, where are they? Even some that I try and contact ignore me. Now, I've talked to some. But interestingly enough, Alex, by the way, I think they should be out there supporting me or at least doing investigative work to see if I'm right or not, but we don't have that. But, something you might be interested in, I actually got a call from the cameraman in this story. There's been much talk about the man that pulled out his video camera and filmed this whole story. And since I talked to you, I talked to you a couple days ago, but I didn't mention this. He called me out of the blue about 2 months ago, and we talked about an interview he was going to do with prosecutors and some security and I believe FBI or CIA or something. And we talked about it, and he told me that he was filming outside at 20,000 feet and turned his camera and started filming the incident then. It didn't stop. Now, that's his story. For what it's worth, the story doesn't sound real credible, but just for what it's worth, he did sound credible to me. And I, at least at this point, I think his involvement is probably a red herring in this to detract from what the real story is, the sharp-dressed man and the other man arrested, the man in orange. But anyway, it was just kind of interesting to me that he called me out of the blue to talk.
Now, do we know whatever happened to the other guy that was arrested that the government tries to deny was arrested?
No, we don't know. We don't know about him. Again, the government changed their story on him 5 times, continually lied.
Did you see the report 2 weeks ago with the supposed live explosives smuggled into the Phoenix airport by the police in a drill and then lost and then dumped on the side of the road?
No, I'm not aware of that. No.
Now, there's more and more of these events, and Obama advisors, even in the Financial Times of London, have said, barring a new Oklahoma City or 9/11, they're not going to be able to get their agenda through, and you can see all the pre-hyping and fear-mongering. Kurt, you survived this, your wife survived this. We've never talked to your wife. What's her views on this? Do they mirror yours?
Yeah, they do. She, just a couple of things. She didn't see the sharp-dressed man because, if you recall, we were playing cards, and she was sitting opposite. So facing me, so that this happened behind her. So she isn't wanted by the media as I am because of that. And number two, she's not real comfortable with the media because early on there were some people that came out and put some negative blog postings about her, and she kind of got turned off.
Yeah, that's COINTELPRO trying to shut you up. Yeah. The terrorists don't want you to get the word up.
She 100% and fully supports everything I'm doing. Which is good because, there's some trying times with this and people saying I'm doing this for the wrong reason. But she agrees with me.
Well, Kurt, why even respond to that? You were the voice in the wilderness talking about the guy getting him on. And then later the State Department in testimony had to admit that indeed they've been ordered to help him get on. I mean, that is incredible information, absolutely verifying what you've said. They always attack, even if it's asinine, to make you go on the defensive instead of looking at the facts. It's a way to change the subject, as you know, as a lawyer. Now, in the time we've got left here, you said on the TV show, InfoWars Nightly News, a few nights ago, that, you know, it's over, you can't fix it, leave the country. And I made the point that there's nowhere to run. This is a global corporate government. They're imploding every system. We've got to stand and fight. Now, I'm not saying you're wrong completely, and I understand your view, but, I mean, do you get my point that it's always darkest before the dawn, and yes, the government's very corrupt, but we don't have a hope. I mean, it's not like this is Albania or something, and we can just leave. America is the heart of the world government right now. And they want to take over the whole planet, these criminals, using America. We don't have a choice. We've got to stay here and expose them. And God put us in the heart of this wicked empire to be able to try to restore the republic. That's why we're here. That's why you were on that aircraft, Kurt.
Yeah, you know, I think you have a point there. But do they control the entire world? Yeah, I guess I don't know. I'm not convinced of that yet, but maybe you are right. But, you know, I've done everything I can, I think, to expose this, and, you know, I'm just going up against the wall. So I think, at least in my position, I've done everything I can do so far to expose this, and I think, you know, I need some more help.
Have you walked over to the prosecutor in the hall and said, how can you be part of this? You know what really happened here.
No, I've thought about doing that, but I haven't. I think it would probably cause a scene, and I wouldn't want to get into any kind of screaming match. Remember, too, I can still file a civil suit. I haven't done that yet, but that's not out of the question.
And that's how you're going to start getting the documents. You know, it was civil suits that proved McVeigh was with a bunch of other men, as eyewitnesses had said, and that the feds were running the operation. And then said that all 20-something videotapes had disappeared or been destroyed or been lost. I mean, I think that's probably what's needed next is a civil suit.
Right. I'm taking a position, at least right now. I want to watch some of the trial first. I have till Christmas Day to file a case. So I'm going to watch and see how this plays out before I decide what I'm going to do with that. But I haven't made a decision on that yet, but that could potentially shed some new light on this too. I want to see how the trial plays out. If it plays out as I think it might, just a total farce, that will, you know, that may propel me more to file a civil suit.
Well, let me say this: you've already done a lot for truth. All I'm saying is, you're already deep into this. You might as well go all the cards on the table, all in, because from my research, you are in danger until you get the suit going. Once you've already got that in action, they tend to go ahead and go to the game plan of trying to beat you on that. It might just be easier to kill you, though. We know these are killers in the interim. So I want to tell you what I told many others that they have subsequently killed, like the D.C. Madam and others, and, of course, Barry Jennings and others, who was a 9/11 witness, the deputy head of emergency management in New York. You need to go public now with everything. Are you watching your back, Kurt?
Well, to the extent that I can, I am. But, you know, if somebody wants to kill me, I don't think it would be too difficult, really. I try not to think about that. I'm not overly concerned about
it. No, I got it. You're a real man. You're just committed to the truth. And if they kill you, that's the way it is. That's exactly how I operate.
Right. If they're going to kill me, they're going to kill me. And that's fine. They can only do it once. I'm not overly concerned about that. So,
yeah, you've got the spirit. We need. You know, if we had 10,000 more people like you who would take action, Kurt, we would kick these people's butts.
You're probably right, but it would probably take 10 million.
Well, it takes 10,000 to wake up 10 million and to march on these people in the info war. Briefly, any other points, and give us your website.
Just, you know, with everything I've said, anyone paying attention to the trial, keep my position in mind as you're seeing how this plays out, so you can see how the government system works and hiding these sort of things. Because you know what's happened now, I'm telling you. You can see the misinformation and the steps they take to deceive the American public. So it'll be pretty obvious as you watch this play out. I'm going to go to as many hearings as I can to try and report on that. Obviously, I have a busy law office. I won't be able to go there every day for 2 months straight or however long it takes. I'll go as much as I can. HaskellFamily.blogspot.com, where I post all my postings on there.
You've got amazing info there. We're going to be checking in with you as this unfolds. Everybody should pray for you and your wife and your whole family. Mr. Haskell, thank you so much. God bless you. We'll talk to you very soon. Coming up, we're going to be talking to Peter Schiff about the economic meltdown in full swing right now. I'm Alex Jones.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG clubs and survival bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
All right, we are back live, and of course we'll be back tonight, 7 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 o'clock Pacific, 6 o'clock Mountain, with InfoWars Nightly News. We're going to be covering the imploding economy. We also have Dr. Sherry Tenpenny on the deadly Gardasil vaccine and the move to forcibly inoculate children in California without parental consent. That's all coming up 7 o'clock tonight. We're going to send out last night's hour-long special report on eugenics. The whole nine yards, I think one of the best reports we've done in the last 3 weeks of this show. Free to all InfoWars insiders who sign up for the free weekly newsletter, but I'm sitting on a special issue coming up this afternoon with the entire hour-long report, not just for PrisonPlanet.tv members, but for everybody. And please pass the email on to everyone you know. If you haven't signed up for the InfoWars insider, there's a link up at the top of InfoWars.com. Here's some of the headlines right now as we go to the head of Euro-Pacific Capital, the CEO, who's predicted so much of what's now unfortunately unfolded. I know he's not glad all his predictions have come true, Peter Schiff, but just a lot of very important news taking place. Dow plunges 400 points after they announce further quantitative easing. Global markets tumble 4%. Zolik says the world is in danger. Their answer, give the euro completely over to the private bankers. Soros says U.S. already a double dip. How about a depression? Global meltdown, investors dumping everything. CNBC breaks that down. Also, in other economic news, We've got some very important developments on that front that we're going to be breaking down with our guests here. Here's an amazing number. Study. Immigrants filled 81% of new jobs in Texas. Well, that's the thing, is that if you pay taxes and work in the system, then you can't afford to live. But the illegals pay very low taxes, and most of their wives stay home and get welfare. That's on record. And there's studies on that. And so the government subsidizes with taxpayer money, driving down the wages. This is not free market. This is a rigged crony situation. Incredible news on that front. You've got billions and billions spent on, quote, green jobs given to select insiders. You've got Obama with the lowest approval rating ever of a president this far into the presidency. Democrats are talking about ditching him, but that won't matter. They'll just put in some new puppet. It'll take folks a while to figure out that the new puppet isn't going to save them. Same thing with Rick Perry on the Republican side of things, along with Mitt Romney. Obamacare lovers, Hillary care lovers, carbon tax lovers, former chief of staff for Al Gore in the case of Texas with Rick Perry. I mean, you can't make this up. It's only Ron Paul. We are deep into this. But going to Peter Schiff, the CEO of Euro Pacific Capital, joining us via video connection from his headquarters. Wow, we are really seeing things plunge. What is happening in your analysis right now?
Yeah, you know, first of all, Alex, the bad news is all of my predictions have not come true. I think a lot more of them are going to, which means it's going to get a lot worse. You know, this phony economy is unraveling, which is actually a good thing. The problem is the government won't let it happen because we can't really have a restructuring and a legitimate recovery until we allow the phony economy that the Fed and Congress have created to unravel. But they won't let it happen. So I think we're going to get a lot more money printing and a lot more regulating and a lot more spending, which is going to prolong this depression.
Well, sure. I mean, up until this point, you predicted the 08 situation. You predicted that it wouldn't help, and within 3 years, it would start imploding even faster. So what I'm saying is up to this point, you've called the ball game up to halftime. So tell us, what's coming next? I mean, they're announcing new wars they want to have to get, try to get us out of this. They're announcing
wars are the last thing we need, you know, for a number of reasons. Forget about the humanitarian aspect of it. You know, the financial aspect is we don't have the resources to fight a war. We can barely afford peace, although we don't actually have that either right now. But the real crisis is going to come when the world is fleeing the dollar, not embracing it. Right now, as bad as it is, the dollar is actually going up. Treasuries are going up. People are buying dollars in treasuries as they sell stocks. When the real crisis happens, they're going to be selling dollars in treasuries. That's the real crisis. Then the dollar plunges, then interest rates go up, and then prices go through the roof. And that is what's really going to turn this into a crisis, because it's going to be an inflationary depression.
Well, isn't this like a seesaw? Talking to Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, the father of Reaganomics, just about 3 months ago, he said, Alex, you can see a big sell-off of gold. It'll go up later even more as people run from the euro to the dollar. Then they'll run from the dollar to the euro. But overall, both the currencies in the long term or even medium term are going down. And I know you've talked about that, that there could be this run into treasuries for a time, but that's the sign that the circling of the toilet bowl is basically coming to its final conclusion.
Yeah, well, look, the Fed came out yesterday and didn't promise endless money printing. They just did this Operation Twist, which is actually going to backfire. The markets are going down, but I believe the Fed will eventually cave in. They will, you know, it's a game of chicken between the markets and the Fed, and the Fed is going to blink. The Fed is going to give the market what it craves. It's going to feed the addiction for cheap money, quantitative easing. It's coming, and when that happens, gold goes up, and the dollar goes back down. But right now, maybe the market doesn't realize that that's coming, and you're getting a lot of liquidation. As people who believed that there was a recovery, there were a lot of people who managed money who actually believed that the U.S. economy was getting better. I knew that was just an illusion, but most people didn't. Well, now that reality is rearing its ugly head, that's causing a lot of the people who invest money to have to, you know, change their portfolios around to take into account this new information. And so you're getting a lot of unwinding of trades that were based on a recovery that just is not happening.
So what's going to unfold then? I mean, clearly they're not going to take Ron Paul's advice. They're not going to take your advice. They're not going to take Dr. Paul Craig Roberts' advice. They're not going to take Bob Chapman's advice or Gerald Celente's advice or John Williams' advice. They're not going to take Rubini's advice. They're not going to take Rogers.
Rubini's advice is the exact opposite of mine. Remember, Rubini wants more stimulus. He wants more government.
No, you're right. And he's also said we weren't really in a recession for a while, but now he's kind of jumping over to my view. But my point is, they're going ahead with their current program of more stimulus, more QE3. What is that going to do?
It's just going to do more harm. It's going to do more. This creates more inflation. You know, the key isn't to stimulate consumption or stimulate housing. The government's got it backwards. I mean, we stimulate. The reason we're in trouble is because we overstimulated those things in the first place. We need to reverse all that. We need the government to get out of the way so we can save and we can invest and we can produce and we can work our way back out of debt and repair the damage that bad monetary and fiscal policy has done to the economy. We're not going to repair the damage by breaking it more, but that's all they're doing. But I know they're going to continue with this because that's all they know. They are convinced that we need more spending, even though we're spending like crazy. They're convinced we need to go deeper into debt. Look, Bernanke thinks that the problem with the economy is that rates aren't low enough. I mean, they've never been this low. How can we get them much lower? The fact of the matter is low rates are part of the problem. They're not part of the
solution. Well, Peter, what about the two-tier system? Sure. What about the two-tier system, though? The big banks, the institutions, they get it at zero or less than zero, basically free money. For the general public, though, they're paying high interest rates. I mean, isn't that why the big mega private banks, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, and others, are very happy with what's happening? I mean, this is a command-control economy.
They've been happy. They've gotten bailed out. And my feeling is if the Fed withholds the next round of QE, if we don't have QE3, we're going to have TARP 2. Because I think these major banks are about to fail again if the government doesn't rescue them. And the rescue is going to either have to take the form of QE or TARP. And, maybe the public, as much as they don't like the QE, they probably dislike TARP even more. So I think that the government's is going to go the route of the money printing rather than the bailouts. Although in order to bail them out, they need the Fed to print money. So if we get TARP, we end up getting both. But, I don't want Americans to have access to cheap credit to consume. And in a free market, they wouldn't. It's all the government subsidies that enable people to borrow money for consumption. I want people to save money and then buy things that they can afford. We need credit to go to businesses to make capital investments that can grow the economy and create jobs and that provide the means for paying off the debt. If you borrow money to invest, the investment returns will pay off your debt. If you borrow money to consume, you have no way of paying off the debt.
Peter Schiff joins us, the CEO of Euro Pacific Capital. Peter, there is a method to this madness in my view, but I want you to give us your take on it. Just like we saw in October and in the month before that, in September in 2008, when they wouldn't give them the TARP money, Paulson went into Congress and said there'll be blood in the streets, martial law, total collapse, and held people hostage. And when Congress wouldn't pass it, because they were getting 1,000-to-1 phone calls against it, as Barbara Boxer admitted, they went public and fear-mongered. Well, we've seen the heads of the IMF, the World Bank, the head of the European Central Bank, all come out yesterday and say, total collapse if you don't do QE3. And then Bernanke says, okay, I'll do QE3 with this twist. Scam.
Well, the twist ain't QE3, because remember, he's buying $400 billion of long-term, but he's selling $400 billion of short-term. So he's not actually expanding the balance sheet. He's just twisting a little bit, but he's actually going to put the squeeze on the banks, which is going to backfire on Bernanke. Because, see, remember what happens if we reduce interest rates so that people can refinance their mortgages and reduce their payments, that represents a loss to the banking sector because the banks own the mortgages and the banks are already in trouble. And if you take away their cash flow, they're going to be in bigger trouble. And so, this is not going to work.
Do you think Bernanke's really doing this to try to make the big banks loan?
I think he's doing it out of desperation. He wants to do something. And so this is what he's doing. Because he doesn't want to be seen as doing nothing. He's doing something. He's grasping for straws.
Okay, so if the big banks do start loaning all these trillions, Peter, won't that accelerate inflation?
If what?
If the big banks do start loaning all this money they've gorged on.
They are loaning the money. They're loaning it to the government. They're buying treasuries. You know, they're buying. You know, they're loaning it for home mortgages and student loans and all kinds of stuff. The money's just not sitting there. Unfortunately, you know, if the government wasn't borrowing all this money, there'd be more money available for business.
Sure, sure. Look. Put it in layman's terms. The point I'm trying to get at here is we saw fear mongering to get new monetary policy that the system wanted 3.5 years ago. Now we're seeing the same fear-mongering. Clearly, all the heads of the big central banks coming out and talking about gloom and doom and total collapse and greatest crisis, they know that's going to kill the stock market. So normally, even if things are bad, they'll lie and say they're great. Why did they come out in the last 48 hours and scream bloody murder, thus precipitating the stock market plunge?
Well, I don't think that was their intention. You know, I don't think that they said, hey, let's make the stock markets go down. They were probably surprised. I bet Ben Bernanke is very surprised at the way the market reacted to his announcement yesterday. I think he probably thought the markets were going to like it. You know, and so he's probably scratching his head right now trying to figure out how to undo the damage.
But but normally you get a Federal Reserve head or an IMF or World Bank head or European Central Bank head comes out and talks about total collapse, and I mean, I've got all these headlines here. They've been doing this the last 2 days. I'm no rocket scientist, Peter. That's going to make people not have confidence.
Well, I don't know if they're talking total collapse. Who's saying that?
Oh, there's a bunch of them here saying greatest crisis, world in danger zone, Zolik. They're talking about, you know, worse than 08. I mean,
it's going to be worse than 08. I mean, but in many cases, they're probably sugarcoating it. I don't know if they even know how bad it is. But the real problem is that the monetary system of the world does not work because the dollar is the center of it. The dollar is the focal point of all these problems. See, the world is trying to continue to grow by selling products to America. But we're broke. We can't afford these products. And even though they keep lending us money, we still can't afford them because that's how broke we are. So the only way the global economy can heal is if it gets out of this dollar system where the dollar is allowed to sink and other currencies are allowed to rise so that instead of the Chinese, for example, trying to produce goods for us, they produce goods for themselves. But meanwhile, you know, you've got all these currency wars brewing now because of this dollar peg. Like you saw what happened in Brazil. You know, they were upset because their currency was rising against the RMB, so they imposed tariffs, and then their currency tanked. But you've got all this global trade and currency wars because the current monetary system without gold, using the dollar instead of gold, does not work.
Okay, Peter, what about the Swiss then? What did their move a few weeks ago to lower the value of their currency do?
Yeah, more proof that it doesn't work. I mean, you have a race to the bottom now. The Swiss had a strong currency because they were doing it right. They had a vibrant economy. They didn't have government budget deficits. They had a trade surplus.
Sure.
They had a current account surplus. And then what they did is they decided to destroy their currency because it was going up against the euro. It's like, you know, Europe was jumping off a bridge. And so Switzerland said, hey, let's jump off the same bridge. But this shows you it doesn't work. The reserve, you can't have a monetary system that forces people to be reckless and irresponsible.
Well, that's the globalist model, is lower everybody instead of building things up and get everybody dependent. So in simple information that lay folks can understand, what's going on in this crazy bond market? How, if we know the U.S. is in deep trouble, could the bonds be going up even though their yield is lower? And how does this unwind?
Well, it's going to unwind badly because, you know, nobody who's buying, if you look at the yield on a 10-year bond at 1.7%, nobody who's buying that bond plans to hold it to maturity. No one wants to clip those coupons for 10 years. At some point, the people buying the bonds are going to want out. And the question is, who's going to be there to take the other side of the trade? The only one is going to be the Fed. And it's going to have to create massive inflation to buy up all these bonds when the bubble bursts. This is the problem. This is the mother of all bubbles. And when it bursts, interest rates go sky high. And then whatever problems we have now with our debts are going to be compounded because it's going to be so much more expensive to service them.
Okay, what would you do if you were the president, the Treasury Secretary, and the Congress all rolled in one? If you could wave a magic wand, what would you do to try to reverse the situation we're in?
If I had a magic wand, I'd probably have to go back in time because we'd have to reverse the policies from 20 or 30 years ago. That would be the thing we would do. But assuming I didn't have a magic wand, but I had powers, I had the power to, you know, I was a king or something and I can dictate what was going to be done. We would have to allow the economy to restructure. And what that means sound money. That means higher interest rates, substantially higher. That means we let all the banks that have to fail, fail. We don't bail anybody out. We shrink government dramatically. We eliminate entire departments and agencies. We dramatically cut government spending. We try to reform our tax code so it doesn't punish work and entrepreneurs. We got to abolish all these rules and regulations that are unnecessarily not only diminishing our rights but running up the cost of doing business. We have to really unravel the entire social welfare monstrosity that has been built up over the years. That is the only solution that's going to work. And the problem is you're going to need a king to do that because no politician is going to vote to do that, because they're afraid that when they take away the benefits, they're not going to get reelected.
And instead, they're just going to keep running us down the same path and passing the buck. I want to do 5 more minutes with you, if you can, to end the show here. Peter Schiff joins us. And, of course, if you're watching on television via the web, you can also see his website there behind him. But we'll give you that when we come back. I want to specifically talk about then what's going to happen if we continue down this path versus some of the other options. And some people would spin it that Schiff is calling for austerity. That's not what he's calling for. It's calling for common sense solutions. Instead, we're going to get the king type deal through the bureaucracy, and they're going to cut a lot of things, but only to prop up the big derivatives bubble.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop. Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do 3 things right away. Number 1, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number 2, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number 3, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves, Warning Signs That Trigger the Deadliest Famines in History. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprices.emptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprices.emptyshelves.com. That's risingprices.emptyshelves.com.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the 4 major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Back tonight, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars Nightly News. It's going to be completely jam-packed. Peter Schiff is our guest. We'll be putting back up there on screen. I can give folks his website. It's Peter Schiff Radio, schiffradio.com. Our websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Again, his site is schiffradio.com. Peter, look, a lot of people are going to say you're calling for, quote, austerity. My issue is the establishment is offering a different alternative to what you've been promoting, as you know, and that's keep government big and just start cutting the military pensions and the general public's pensions, but keep the corporate welfare, the defense going, keep the bailout of the big banks going. You're calling for something different. You're talking about an across the board. So continue with the type of economic policy you think will get this country going.
The government is basically talking about widespread poverty if we continue on this program. I want austerity for government. I want government to shrink because that's our wealth that they're spending and dissipating. If the politicians really care about the little guy, stop spending their money. Stop regulating and taxing their jobs away. Stop destroying the value of their savings and their wages with inflation. You see, that's the only solution that works. I want the government to cut back. I don't want the people to have to be austere, but I want them to save more. I want them to earn money and not spend it. But, you know, that's not austerity. I mean, austerity would be, you know, massive cuts in government. I want austerity for the people who are in the wagon, not the people who have been pulling the wagon. You know, we need to lighten their burden. And the people who are riding in the wagon have to get out and push. That's what they need to do. So the government has to stop encouraging the able-bodied to go on a free ride and then ask for sacrifice by saying that the people who are pulling the cart need to pull harder so that the people in the wagon can get a smoother ride.
Well, there's no doubt that government dependency has created monstrous groups across this nation and the world, entitled, dumbed down, crime-loving people on average, and it's killing us. The problem is government is going to use those people as their army to rob what's left of the middle class, Peter. Yeah,
and the biggest irony is the very people who think they're benefiting from the government largress, those are the ones whose standard of living is being diminished the most. If we just got the government out of the way, they would enjoy a much better quality of life in a vibrant, free economy. But, you know, the government has got them so used to these free checks and they're living still in poverty, they have no idea how much better their lives would be if they had freedom instead of government dole.
That's right. In the last 2 minutes we've got left, we know they're not listening to your advice. They're demonizing Ron Paul. They're probably not going to change course until things get even worse. So what's going to happen in the short term?
Hey, in the short term, there's no way to know. I mean, as I said, I think the markets are going to be under pressure until the Fed caves. And caving means giving in on the QE, coming out with a bigger plan of more asset purchases, whether it's bonds, mortgages, who knows. But I think the Fed is going to commit to additional money printing. And then, you know, then the markets will rally and gold will rally more and oil will rally more. That's what's going to happen. But in the interim, can we see the dollar and the gold market or the bond market reverse this pattern? I mean, are people going to wake up? Right now, people are buying the dollar and treasuries as if those are the safe havens. They're not the safe havens at all. I think that's where the most risk lies. So I think we need to see a change of perception among the world as to exactly what is safe and what is risky. And I think when that happens, then we see a much bigger crisis here in the U.S. because we are benefiting from the perception that there's safety in the dollar and in treasuries. But as long as that happens, it only exacerbates the imbalances. It lets our government go deeper into debt. It screws up our economy even more. Yeah, we benefit in the short run because we can consume a little bit more and go a little bit deeper into debt. But all that's going to come back to bite us in the end.
Sure, as it has been. Peter Schiff, thanks for spending time with us.
Sure.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's it for this Thursday edition. Back live tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, and live this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. But before I'm back here tomorrow, I'll see you tonight, 7 o'clock, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars Nightly News.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.